You are listening to the Word of Deliverance Church podcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us at wodchurch.com.
I want to ask you some questions tonight. You don't have to give me no answers, but I'm going to ask you some questions because I don't want you to give yourself away. But I wanted you to think about yourselves tonight. What God's brought you from, what He's taken you to, and your thoughts, and your everywhere. Whether they've all been good, or whether a lot of them that's been bad. Whether Jesus has been merciful to you, or whether He hadn't been merciful to you. Whether you've been encouraged, or whether you've been discouraged. Praise the Lord. I would like to know if it's all right to be a liar. I would like to know if it's all right to be a drunk. I would like to know if it'd be all right to be a fornicator. A liar, drunk, or a thief. I'd like to know that. I'd like to know if it's all right. I like to know whether there's one sin worse than the other. Not according to the Word of God, there's not. Sin is sin. It doesn't matter where you put it. And it's no use for us to look at one to another and say, hey, you're worse than I am. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I was sitting up there a bit ago and thinking about the work and the things here on the hill and what we went through and what we haven't went through, what we're going to go through probably. Praise the Lord, because God's bringing us unto a place of salvation. Come on. This work we've been doing here on the hill, we just got that letter last week, I think it was, from the guy that we'd ministered to 7 or 9 years ago, I just forget which. He gave his heart to the Lord, and he's still serving the Lord. Now, that does make us a candidate for the kingdom of God. That's just the works, see. That's just one individual. I can tell you about many individuals, praise the Lord, that's been won unto the Lord through this ministry of the kingdom of God. I can tell you about the youth camp, that it was Jim Murray and Lynn Howes' idea coming from Florida. That's the one that started this here. I can tell you that Lisa is the one that got a hold of the wheel and kept it going. Praise the Lord. I can tell you about Jim Murray taking his vacation every year to be part of this here thing. I can tell you about all these here things. But I can tell you one thing other than that. It won't get you into the kingdom of God. This is just the work of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. This is just the manifestation of the things that we talk about when we're encouraged in and all. You see, you don't serve Lisa, you don't serve Jim, you don't serve me, and you don't serve Shirley, you don't serve nobody in here, but you serve the Lord.
Amen.
What you do as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Not to the Lord. As unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Salvation is not of your own works, lest any man should boast. Praise the Lord. We have Nicodemus came to Jesus after night and said, good master, what must I do to be saved? He said, you must be born again. Now he was a high official in the synagogue. One that knew the scriptures, should have known the scriptures. Should have known to be partakers of this sort of thing that was coming to pass. He was a man that was willing, though, to go even after night, even though he didn't go in the daytime. He was willing to go after night to find out what was going on here. Salvation is of God. It's not of your the works that you do or anything like that. Of course, faith without works is dead. Now, a lot of people say, I got faith. Where's your works? What are you doing to to increase or bring forth the kingdom of God in people's lives? What are you doing to bring salvation to an individual's household? Glory to God. What are you doing to promote these things of the kingdom? That's what I want to know tonight. Are you being encouraged in Him? Are you being encouraged from somebody else? Are your desires upon Jesus Christ, or are your desires upon somebody else or something? Praise the Lord. Now, it can't be upon the things of the world and on Him too. There's got to be a separation someplace, and there's got to be a sacrifice made that you will gain the things of the kingdom of God and bring forth a good work, holy and presentable unto Him. This is just a reasonable service. He expects this out of you. He expected it out of me when I first got saved. I thought everybody, after I found out about Jesus, I thought everybody would get saved because I got saved. It wasn't like that. No, it wasn't like that. I went back to my friends and I went back to people I knew and everything. They didn't get saved overnight. But they got saved. But it took a long time. It took a lot of prayer and a lot of energy and a lot of going out, coming in, you know. And I believe that the salvation of God, if it comes to an individual's house or into their lives and all, I believe if they go on into the kingdom of God and I never make it, I'll be glad. I'll be glad for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Salvation is not your own, unless any man would boast about it. No. You are what you are because you let it happen to you. Praise the Lord. He that will let until the wicked one be taken out of the way. If the wicked one is taken out of the way, there's nothing left but Jesus. Glory to God. If you don't let yourself go to the cross, if you don't let the sacrifice that's been given, without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. Come on. Without the pouring out of the old life and pouring in the new life, there's no remission of sin. Come on. But see, the God, we are what we are because God has raised us up and called us and ordained us that we might go forth and we might be the children of Him. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read some scriptures here because I'll go on and preach and I'll never touch the scripture and I'll do a lot of preaching, but if you want to follow me, the St. Luke, the 13th chapter, starting the first verse. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Paula had mingled with their sacrifices. Whose life Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For there was 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. How many of you believe the Word of God tonight? How many of you know that without pouring out, there can be nothing poured in? Because if your cup is full and you try to pour something into it, it stays full. How about if you pour out what you got in the cup and pour something into it, you got a full cup then again of something else. Amen? Got something fresh. And I knew. That's how it is with Jesus. Glory to God. We were lost. Couldn't find our way. Lost means can't be found. How many of you know that Adam was lost from God? Come on. He couldn't be found. He couldn't find God. God came to him in the spirit of the day, or the wind of the day, the Bible says. And that wind talks of being spirit. They came to him in the wind of the day. Said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam was hid amongst the trees. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we like to confess the things of the Lord, but then we hide behind the trees, or the individuals, in particular those who seem to be spiritual, you know, seem to know everything. And we try to hide amongst them to cover up what we are. Amen. But let me tell you something. You know that you know. You know who you are. You know what you are. You know what you've done. You know where you've been, where you've come from. You know the presence of God. You know the dealings of God. And you know it's not all right to accuse somebody else of something that you would have done yourself if you had the opportunity. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some time ago, I told individuals, and it doesn't matter who they were, but I want to make this here known tonight. Destruction may come to your house for the simple reason you wouldn't believe that it could. Come on. When you belittle and put somebody down, you're opening the way to your own household. Come on. You have aught against your brother, you need to take it to the Lord to get rid of it. And then, God will hear your prayer. He'll hear and answer your prayer. You can't be a liar. You can't be a thief. You can't be a fornicator. You can't be an adulteress. You can't be none of these here things. Some of us was in times past. But now we've come to know the Lord, and now we're not. Come on. And I can go on in the different things that, you know, that are corruptible. But what I'm trying to say is, who are you serving tonight? Are you serving God? Are you serving man? You think the more you do, or the more you say and all, that it will make you look better? Are you pleasing to God, or are you pleasing to man? Are you exalting Him, or are you exalting something else? Come on. What I'm trying to say here tonight, get a hold of this here thing. Quit trying to serve one another and start serving the Lord. Get rid of what's inside of you, and then you'll be worthy servants to be able to minister and take care of the things of the Lord. Glory to God. The reason I've never said anything or preached anything about eldership or any of these here things, because I believe that if an individual is reading the Word, touching God, they'll know what to do. I don't need to tell somebody to tell me what to do. I know what to do. I need somebody that will do something to manifest the things of the kingdom of God and the glory of God, and to make known His righteousness the right way, not the wrong way. The right way. And then it'll bring salvation to the house of God. Praise the Lord. But who are we serving tonight? He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereof, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down while cumbers it the ground. And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that I should cut it down. He was so quick to put individuals down instead of lift them up. We're so busy, we're like a pack of hounds. If one gets hurt, the rest of them pounces on him. If a bunch of hounds is running a beast and all, and it gets wounded a little bit, all of them jump on it. Praise the Lord, because they figure it's safe now. It's safe now. We can destroy this here thing. But let me tell you something tonight. That's not the way of the Lord. He'll dung around you. He'll prune you. And He'll lift you up. And if you bear fruit, well and good. If not, He'll cut it down. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to cut it down. He'll cut it down. Praise the Lord. Because you'll die out to self. Manifestation isn't of yourself. Manifestation is of the Lord. Encouragement comes from God. He's the lifter up of our soul. He's the manifestation of the Spirit of God itself. Sister Lisa was teaching this morning. John, he wasn't worthy to unloose Jesus' feet, to untie his shoes. He wasn't worthy to loose that ministry of Jesus. Come on. He wasn't worthy. No, Jesus had to do it himself. He said, I'm not worthy to loose this here thing of Jesus. You see, the shoes and feet represent the ministry of God. Come on. How beautiful are the feet of them who bring glad tidings upon the mountains of joy. Come on. He wasn't worthy of that. Jesus is worthy of it. He paid the price. He poured out the old man, and he poured out the flesh man, and he became the spiritual man, and he became us. He gave us his life. That, come on. He gave his life that there might be a manifestation of in us of a new man. You see, you can't profess to be of God and be of the world too. There's got to be a change. There's got to be a difference that takes place in individuals' lives. There's got to be something that's different. Praise the Lord. How many of you, if you had children and they got pregnant or whatever it was, and you know, would you kick them out because of that? If you did, you'd be a poor parent. No. You don't like the thing that they've done. There's no way that you could like it. That's the way God is with us. He don't like the things we do wrong, but He loves us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe pregnant girls get saved that don't have husbands? Do you believe that the men that get girls pregnant at all, they get saved and they bring forth good fruit? Then who are we to judge another man's servant, whether he stands or falls? Huh? It's up to God. It's up to us to see the evil, and it's up to us to pray and ask God to turn the thing around. Glory to God, and there might be salvation in the house. God don't want to save part of the household. He wants to save it all. Come on. I don't know about you, but when one of my children, and here is one that's out yet and hasn't came, praise the Lord. But I'm concerned about that individual. I'm concerned about that person. She means just as much to me as any of the rest. Praise the Lord. I don't like what she's doing, but I love her.
Amen.
And I'll stand with her till hell freezes over, if it ever does. Come on. The reason a lot of people aren't saved in the house of the Lord is because there's critical people in the house of the Lord. I don't think that people should be able to run the house of the Lord or do anything they want to, but I believe there should be freedom in the house of the Lord. Amen. And let God do the work. Let God bring into the kingdom of God the righteousness of Him. Let Him save. Let Him lift up. Let Him bring forth. Let Him manifest. Let him bring forth a good work. Glory to God. You don't have to badger somebody to get them saved, but you do have to tell them there's a better way. You're required of this even in your own house. You should be kings and priests in your own house. Glory to God. And you say, oh, Brother Jack, we can't be that. Well, David was a king and a priest. He ministered of the things of the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. It was made known to him the corruptible things in the kingdom of God too. Praise the Lord. But I don't know about you, he had a repenting heart. And that's what we need in our lives, a repenting heart to understand that, hey, it's not right. to do wrong. He paid the price. We will pay the price, whether it's good or whether it's bad. God will not let anything go unchanged. He's the Lord. But He'll bring about a good work. Amen. He'll sanctify that which is good and cast out that which is bad. Glory to God. It might take 10 years. It might take 20 years. It might take 30 years. But God will bring you to a place of repentance. And it doesn't matter whether it's on your deathbed or where it's at. He'll bring you to a place of repentance because it's not all right to do the things that's wrong. It's not all right to be corruptible. It's not all right to go out and somebody and tell somebody they shouldn't do this and do that and do it yourself. We've got a dog outside that's trying to get in. It's probably mine. Amen. The 11th verse says, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself, being crippled or straightened up. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." So many times we have good things that happen in our lives, happen to those around us and all. But instead of glorifying God and praising God for the goodness of God and the things of God in our life, we're critical. Sometimes we only want healing for certain individuals because we think, you know, they're goody-goody people with hate this or this. Then others we say, well, they shouldn't have this, sir, because, you know, they're not glorifying God. Well, like I said a bit ago, who are you? Condemn another man's servant. It's up to God whether he stands or falls. You know, we just had a lady that hadn't been too long ago come into the house of the Lord, and she gave her heart to the Lord, and she don't have an understanding how she don't have to run around and tell everybody the things in her life. She don't understand. She thinks she has to go tell everybody she done something wrong to about the things in her life to get a release. Let me tell you something tonight. It's between you and Jesus. It's not between you and somebody else. It's between you and Jesus. Repentance of God, not of man. Amen. And if you've been saved, and if you're glorifying God, you're going to give Him the praise anyways. And the things that we've done in our past are in our past. Old things have passed away, now all things have become new. When you were a sinner, you were a sinner. But when you're of God, you're of God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we think that we can't stumble and fall. And I'm here tonight to tell you that since I've been saved, I've had the wrong spirit. I've been in the wrong place. But I know how to repent. I know when I'm sorry, and I know when I ain't sorry. Come on. I know that we got to put off the old man, and I know that you got to put on the new man. Because if you don't put off the old man, you're going to be the old man. And if you don't put on the new man, you're never going to be the new man. Praise the Lord. So it's not up to you to condemn or put down or to glorify yourself. It's up to you to glorify God. When you talk to an individual, when you talk to them about the Lord, you say, hey, I know that God saved me because He loved me. If I had my just dues, I'd have been in hell a long time ago. I didn't make no deals with God when I got saved. I said, God, if you'll save me, I'll serve you. That's all I said in a minute. You don't have to lay out no order. You don't have to do nothing but serve the Lord. And if you make a mistake, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Praise the Lord. He's able to lift you up. He's able to cause you to sit in heavenly places. He's able to cause you to be blessed, encouraged in Him. Praise the Lord. Now, it's a known fact that everybody has got to go to the cross. Everybody that don't go to the cross is still in their sin. Glory to God, because Jesus told the disciples to take up your cross and follow me. In other words, He said, go to the cross yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Now I'll make you disciples. Discipleship doesn't come from serving the Lord, the flesh. It comes from serving the Lord. Amen. Reality comes from God. We're living today because there may not be no tomorrow. I mean, as far as this life is concerned, there is a tomorrow for those on both sides. But I like to think that if I didn't wake up in the morning, I'd still be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't have no fear. I don't have no doubt. I'm encouraged in Him. I know that He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. Glory to God. I know that He's able to heal me. And if He hasn't healed me, then His word is not true. And I hold God to His word. Because I say, God, You said it. I believe it. I believe it. Every morning when I get up and I check my sugar, you say, well, Jack, you wouldn't have sugar. Well, I got it. Every morning I get up and I say, well, God, now You said my sugar would be all right. Well, if it ain't all right, I say, well, You said it. Now there it is. What am I going to do with it? He either said it or He didn't say it. Is it His word? Is it His word? Or isn't it His word? I've got to believe what I preach. Because if I don't believe what I preach, I'm worse than an unbeliever. Amen. If I don't believe what I'm preaching, it's no use to tell you that thou shalt not kill and go out and kill somebody. Thou shalt not steal. It's no use to me to tell you all these here things. Thou shalt not commit adultery and go and do all these here things. No use for me to tell you not to do these things and turn around and do them myself. I've got to be a minister of the sanctuary. Sanctuary I'm talking about. I'm talking about the encouragement that comes from God. I'm talking about reality itself. I'm talking about life. Praise the Lord. When I was a sinner, I'd done the things that I've sinned. When I turn to God, then I have to be pleasing unto God. Amen. I can't hold things against people that happened 20 or 50 years ago. I can't do that. No. Amen. It's got to be fresh, and it's got to be new. It's got to be lifting up. It's not to be tore down. If I was going to talk to somebody tonight about the Lord, and I would, I'd have to tell them that Jesus is very good. He has blessed me through life. I've had a good life. I want a lot more. If not, then it's all right too. I mean, he is the one that tells you when to go, when not to go. Amen. And I want to keep going. But you can know that you're saved You can know the reality of it all because there's no fear in salvation. You say, oh, Brother Jack, you mean you're not scared of the things of life? No, I'm not. No, because God is the spirit of light, not of darkness. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. So I got it made both ways. I'm encouraging Him. I'm lifting Him up. I'm causing Him to be lifted up. And I want Him to be lifted up. I want the encouragement of Him come in my life to such an extent that there's no reality of the things of the world. Then the 18th verse said, then said He unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed which man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. We have learned over the years and over the ages, I guess you might call it, where Christ is at, where God is at, the Father's at. We've learned that we don't look out here, but we look in here. We've learned that there is a manifestation of the things of God in our lives that causes us to quit sinning. And if it doesn't cause you to quit sinning, there's something wrong. Your desires is overwhelmed the things of Him, the presence of Him. You don't keep doing the things that you used to do. You don't go to the places you used to go. And you don't sanctify the things of the world. Praise the Lord. The woman at the well, he didn't condemn her. He didn't put her down. He did nothing. He said, go and sin no more. And that's what He's telling us. Go and sin no more. Be not partakers of the things of the world, but be partakers of the things of God. Encouragement is of the Lord. He's the lifter up of our soul. He's the manifestation of the things of life itself. And He'll have His way. And He'll sit in the house of the Lord and proclaim the day of the Lord. And today is the day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The 21st said, and again He said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And He went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto Him, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not from whence you are. Then shall we begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But He shall say, I tell you, I know you not from whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God, and behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Praise the Lord. You see, there's an end to everything as far as the flesh is concerned, but there's eternity in life that's after us. There's many that sits in the house of the Lord and they look good. It's like the tree that Jesus went to. The leaves was on there, but they weren't bearing no fruit. Wasn't bearing no fruit. He went to take it and be partakers of the fruit, but there wasn't no fruit there. He said, cut it down, the ground. There shall be weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth. And the kingdom of God will be revealed. Amen. Now, I don't know your lives, you don't know mine. But it's like this. I've got to work out my own salvation in fear and trembling. And you've got to work out yours. Now, whether you do something right or whether you do something wrong, that's up to you. What I'm here to tell you tonight is you can't do the things that's wrong and proclaim the things of the kingdom of God. They've either got to be yeas or nays. They've got to be either got to be encouragement or discouragement. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Encouragement comes from God. He's got to be the author and finisher of your faith. He's got to be lifted up. And if he's lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. Praise the Lord. But they've got to be righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. They've got to be something established in your life to cause you to change. And without change, there's no remission of sin. Praise the Lord. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Without the shedding of life, praise the Lord. They've got to be pouring out of the old man that the new man might have his way. Glory to God. I've said all this tonight, and God only knows my heart. He knows I'm not just trying to scare anybody into the kingdom of God, because you can do what you want to do. You can say what you want to say. You can make excuses for everything that you want to make. And you can go your own way. Do your own thing. But there's a price to pay, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Encouragement comes from God. Let God be the author and the finisher of your faith. Stand with me, please. Because of the finances, go ahead and leave. The door you come in, you can go back out. When you get ready to come back, just come on back. And there won't be no hard feelings or nothing. The way you come in is the way you go out. Praise the Lord. The doors open and shut the same way. And you can't buy me. I've never been bought. Praise the Lord. I hope I'm never ill. I hope I'm not. I can't say what I'll do until it comes to that place. You know, Peter said what he'd do and what he wouldn't do. He said he wouldn't deny the Lord, but he did. God changed him. He said, I'll change you. He changed him. And just be yourself, people. Be what God's called you to be as children of him. Let him minister to you in all the right ways. And I'll guarantee you, you'll have good lives, good families. You'll have good finances. You'll have all that. Praise the Lord. He's never failed me. One time he's never failed me. Praise the Lord. He's been the goodness of my life. He's healed me many times. And he's been the goodness of my life. I just love him tonight. Amen. Stand with me tonight. Father, we